It's time for Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Graham, and thanks for joining us for another exciting edition of Pioneer Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX Central, Dave Fisher, your agent, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer, the Piers School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply, the Piers Fire Department, the Insurance Shop, Amp Fitness in Piers, Scotty's Log and Landscape, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. And now let's head to the action for Piers Pioneer Sports on YouAreThereSports.com.
And that action tonight finds us in Painesville. Hello, everyone. Rick Grammond with you on You Are There Sports. We've got volleyball in the Central Minnesota Conference tonight between the Pioneers and Bulldogs of Painesville as these two schools meet for the first time in my memory. I don't remember Piers Painesville meeting up in volleyball action. I look back as far as the records go, and I didn't see a head-to-head anywhere, so who knows? This is a conference match now with Painesville replacing Rockford in the Central Minnesota Conference. Painesville comes in. They are 10-6 on the season, coached by Nicole Humbert. They wear the green jerseys with black shorts, a black side panel down the jersey of each side. Pioneers tonight go with all black with the liberos in red. The Painesville libero wears a white jersey. The JV went to Painesville in three games tonight. All close games, though. 25-21, 25-21, and then 15-13. We'll be back. We'll have the first serve for the Bulldogs and the Pioneers in volleyball next.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Fall kicks off a new sports season for the Piers Pioneers. Fall is also a great season for selling your home. Let's get started today. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Are you ready for some football? Because I know we are at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Whether you want to complete your man cave or turn your living room into the ultimate football watching experience, stop in and check out all our LG large screen HD TVs. Imagine what the game will look like on an LG 84-inch Ultra 4K HD TV. You'll think you're right on the sidelines. Plus, we offer professional delivery and setup, so you don't even have to lift a finger. Feel like you're part of the game this year with help from LG and Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little...
Welcome back to Painesville, where the Pioneers are serving in right-to-left fashion. Painesville will be in the court to my left, as Painesville will have the opening serve, and it'll be Sydney Riley to serve. Pioneers start up front with Brianna Hopkins, Leah Furman, and Cassie Schmay, and we're underway, and the first pass is not over. Pioneers can't get it over, and it's 1-0 Painesville. In the back line, it's Hannah Call, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, and Claire Reardon. 1-0 as the serve is to Stuckmeyer, up for Furman. Here's Hannah Call getting it across, played by the libero in the back line. That is Rochelle Bierman. Now up Furman, wants Schmea, and she cut it wide. 2-0 start for the Bulldogs, serving left to right in green. Here's another serve coming for Riley to Reardon. Off now. Furman will play it back to Claire, and she'll just get it to the Painesville back row. Here comes an attack from the lefty from the near post. Long, and the Pioneers are on the board as Ashley Fralick sent it long. And Brianna Hopkins will start the service rotation for Piers. And Brianna up ahead now. They want Fralick on the near side, and she hits it into the net. And that ties it at two on a couple of Fralick miscues up front. Here's Hopkins now, just over the net. Good play from the back line. Now coming up Riley, and that ball will go just outside the line. That was a hit from Ella Johnson in the back row. and Piers has their first lead at 3-2. Here's Brianna Hopkins again. Up to the center, that's Riley in the middle hit. Dug out by Stuckmeyer, racing over Hopkins to Call, who passes it across the net. Now Riley again, wind up in a big hit there by Painesville's Caitlin Dingman. And that ties it at 3. Left outside hitter Dingman rattling it home. 3-3, and now Dingman will serve. Good serve to Reardon. Pass to the net to Furman. Wants Hannah Call up front. Hannah sends it long. The line judge took a close look but raised the red flag, and it's 4-3 Painesville. Another serve. She runs up and rips it across to Reardon. Wants Hopkins, and now Claire free balls it over to the libero Bierman. Far side, here's a hit coming with Stuckmeyer in the back line. Now Schmea with a tip, dugout up front. Cassie again with a tip and down. Couple of chances for Cassie. Schmea up front in the middle, and we're tied at 4. Now Painesville will bring in Holly Johnson. She'll replace Caitlin Dingman. Back row substitution here for Painesville as Hannah Call steps to the line and sends it right to the new girl in the lineup, Johnson. And into the net on a hit from the middle hitter. That was Michaela Quaid. She's the younger sister of Painesville's record-setting quarterback, Matthew Quaid. Pretty good basketball player, 1,000-point scorer here for the Bulldogs as well. Quaid tips it across now. Piers was ready. Here is a Furman attack. Blocked and into the net. Nope, 4 hits, they say. Not a block. Ball ricocheting back into Leah. And that's the 4th hit. So it's 5-5 here in game 1. Quaid will serve. Takes her approach. Floats it across to Hannah Call. Now Hopkins feeds it over, and Stuckmeyer will send it long. 6-5 Painesville in game 1. Quaid again stands behind the baseline on the basketball court, right up the middle of the free throw lane. Awkward pass up to the net, but it's effective enough to get it over. Now Painesville rips it way wide into the crowd. Ashley Fralick sends it into the student section here, and it's 6-6. And coming into the lineup now to serve, the libero Jordan Jansen. Jordan back over for the libero Bierman. Here's Fralick, middle hit good. That time she got it to drop. And her reward is she's replaced. She comes out, and into the lineup comes Brooke Kramer to serve. 7-6 Painesville. Here's a serve to Jansen. Pass to Hopkins now. Casey Brzozowski in the lineup tips it over. Good scramble there by the Bulldogs. Another hit by Furman dug out of the back row. Tipped across to Hopkins. Hopkins pass Furman. Near side here, Stuckmeyer. Cross court dug out by Painesville's Johnson. Johnson gets it back, knocks it down. Ella Johnson with the winner. 8-6 Bulldogs. Pioneers have Brzozowski, Hopkins, Furman, Jansen, Call, and Stuckmeyer on the court. And a serve to Hannah Call, middle back. Hannah gets it back from Hopkins. Good return here for Painesville. Johnson winds up and got a winner. Ella Johnson with back-to-back points for Painesville, and they've opened up a 9-6 lead, biggest lead of the night. Another serve coming for Brooke Kramer, 5-4 senior. Jansen misplays it in the back row off her fingertips, and it's 10-6 Bulldogs. 4-point run here for Painesville in game 1. Coach Lisa Klein stands, arms folded, watching the action. Here's Hopkins. She wants Stuckmeyer off the block and good. That's Kelsey Stuckmeyer delivering up front. 10-7. And now Leah Furman will serve. Furman's running serve, good one, played by Bierman, back row. Here comes Johnson, blocked up front by the Pioneers, an excellent block. And it's 10-8. Pioneers have cut the lead in half. Furman again to serve. Leah sends it across, Bierman misplays that. They might have a chance yet. It'll be a free ball over, and they did get it over. Hannah calls pass off target, and that's a break for Painesville. 11-8. Back in comes Caitlin Dingman, and she will replace Holly Johnson. Serve drop, an ace. Ella Johnson's had a strong first game up front and now gets an ace serve, and it's 12-8. Pioneers coming off their sweep over Foley on Tuesday. Jansen passes up front. In the middle, Brashovsky off Johnson and up into the rafters, and that's out of play. So Casey will get credit and an assist there for the Pioneers as it's 12-9, and it's Stuckmeyer to serve. Passed up front for Painesville's Riley. Blocked up front by Hopkins. Johnson knocks it across to Jansen. Now Furman pushes it over where Call sends it to the back row. Libero sprawling. Johnson, a back row attack is good. Ella Johnson. And she got the feed from her setter, Sydney Riley. And it's 13-9. Back to serve goes the libero, Rochelle Bierman. Bierman, and that drops in front of Jordan Jansen for an ace. 14-9, Painesville, game one. Here's the serve. Call, that's a free ball at the net, tipped down by the Painesville Bulldogs. They're starting to put some space between themselves and the Pioneers now at 15-9. Bierman again, the left-handed serve. Jansen's pass went to the net, and a break for Piers as the middle hitter sent it rolling across the top of the tape and into the bleachers. Never did get all the way over. 15-10, and now Claire Reardon will enter the game to serve. Reardon plays it over. Riley pushes it to the middle off of Hopkins, or Furman. Reardon hustles after it, and Call didn't get enough on it to get it over. Her back to the net, and it's a 16-10 Painesville lead. And now Sydney Riley to serve. Riley runs and rips. It's long. 16-11 on the service error. Hopkins to serve. Brianna, one step approach. Back left corner for Johnson. Riley, back sets, tipped across, blocked there by Schmea. And we've got Painesville in the net. Riley ruled in the net, and it's 16-12 in favor of the Bulldogs. Service played to Riley, the setter, from Johnson's back row, and that's good. Another winner for 5'8 senior Ella Johnson, 17-12. Ball went into the cafeteria area here outside the gym. Now we're ready to go again, as up to serve now is Caitlin Dingman, 5'11 junior. Painesville up by 5, 17-12. Reardon plays it up. Hopkins now for Furman. Leah, back row. Bierman for Hansen. Frelick sends it down the middle. Ashley Frelick. And a timeout for Coach Klein and Piers as the Bulldogs lead Piers 18-12 in game one. We'll be back after this.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Chris Gammon. Next week is homecoming week. The slogan is, our blood, our sweat, Rockford tears. Congratulations to our homecoming king and queen candidates, Taylor Stump, Jennifer Brill, Nicole Schaefer, Cassie Vernick, Katie Funk, Noah Bozer, Johnny Casper, Teddy Daler, Nick Harold, and Brent Dorn. Coronation will be at 2:45 in the MAC on Monday, September 28th. We host Kimmel on Tuesday, September 29th, and Crosby Ironton in volleyball on Thursday, October 1st. Tennis has a home match October 1st versus Long Prairie, and we host Rockford in football on Friday, October 2nd. We appreciate everyone's continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities.
All right, back to action here at Painesville. Another point for the Bulldogs coming out of the timeout, and they're up now 19-12 in game one. Service across to Reardon. Ball at the net will be played by Painesville. Riley for Johnson off the block and good. Ella Johnson has made it 20-12. And the service again coming for the Bulldogs. Stuckmeyer from her shoelaces for Hopkins. And there's a call hit off a block, but played. And now we got a whistle, a carry called, I believe, on Sydney Riley. 20-13. And here's the service coming. Call, and this is going to be just over. Good scramble by Painesville. Now Hopkins in the middle, and Schmea with a hammer. Cassie Schmea unwound on a point right down the middle, 20-14. And the back row, they'll have to get it over, and they just do on the third hit as Reardon plays it up for Hopkins. Another chance. Cassie directs a tip played by Fralick. Now Johnson, and they're going to get Reardon in the back row. That ball deflected off her and then off her shoulder, and that's a double hit violation, and it's a point for the Bulldogs, and it's 21-14. And the service coming for Painesville. Here's Reardon up for Hopkins, and Schmea will tip it across. Almost got an ace out of that, but scrambling. And now Fralick unwinds and delivers. She struggled a little bit early with her accuracy, but boy, she's starting to heat up front. A tall left-hander, and it's 22-14. And the pass on the receive up to Hopkins, and now Reardon will get it across. Here's Fralick again, and that's a good play by Hopkins to keep it alive. Pioneers get it over. Riley wants Johnson cross-court, and that one is wide. And that will give Piers an opportunity to get the serve back on their end at 22-15. And it's the libero, Jansen, in to serve. Jordan to the back line. That's mishit, and it's going to go out of bounds. Holly Johnson couldn't play it, and so Piers will make it 22-16 now. Pioneers need a run here to get back into this one. Jansen again for Bierman in the back row. Riley sets it up, and it's punched across there by Painesville's Fralick. In the middle, Brashovsky, and that's off of Bierman. That was going long, and the libero made the guess to play it, and it just went off her fist and back to the wall. That's an opportunity for Piers that they took advantage of. That was going long, but Casey will get the credit. 22-17, Jansen again. Bierman plays it off left side. Johnson passes it, and that found an opening right in the corner. That's a heads-up play there by Ella Johnson. She's been the best player on the court so far in game one. 23-17. In to serve comes Brooke Kramer. Kramer to Jansen. That's trouble, and that's going to be an ace. And it's game point. Too many have dropped to short of that back line for the Pioneers here in game one. They creep up now an extra half step. Game point. Stuckmeyer near back for Hopkins. Now Hannah Call sends it across. Played up by Riley. Across to Call again. Hopkins sets it up for Stuckmeyer. And dugout back row. Good play by Johnson. And that's off Jansen for a winner. And Painesville has taken game one. 25-17. The game one final. The Bulldogs jump out 1-0 at this best of five. We'll have game two for you coming up as the teams switch sides here in Painesville, home of the Bulldogs, our home tonight on You Are There Sports.
Family Medical Center with offices in Little Falls, Piers, and Randall brings quality family medicine, general surgery, internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, and pediatric care to the people of central Minnesota. Family Medical Center may have 22 providers and 5 separate medical specialties, but they all have only one focus, caring for the health needs of you and your family. Schedule an appointment today by calling 320-631-7000.
All for one, you save.
Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
All right, game two begins with a Pioneer serve as the first hit coming is a tip, actually, and we're underway as we get a ball into the net from Furman, and Painesville will score first in game two. 1-0 is now Fralick comes into the front row for the Bulldogs and will replace Brooke Kramer. Here's the serve, and it's a cross, played by Claire Reardon. Now Brianna Hopkins, and Stuckmeyer gets it across. Up front, Riley. Knocked to the back line by Painesville's Dingman. Now Schmea sends it to Bierman in the middle back. Bierman pushes it across to Hopkins. Here's Furman cutting it wide. 2-0, we've got Brianna Hopkins, Cassie Schmea, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Claire Reardon, Brianna Hopkins, and Jade Porter out there now for Pierce. Here is Painesville setting it up in the left side for Fralick, and that's down the line and good. Ashley Fralick, 6 foot senior, makes it 3-0 Bulldogs in game number two. Back to serve is Sydney Riley to Reardon. Wants Hopkins up front in the middle. Schmea directs a tip across, played there by Fralick. Now it's Hopkins back to the middle where Porter pushes it across the net. Painesville winding up and off a block and down. That's a point for Caitlin Dingman of the Bulldogs. 4-0 start for Painesville. Painesville came into tonight a record of 10-6. 1-1 in the conference. Back to Claire Reardon. Up now Hopkins wants Porter near side, and Jade got it across. Fralick with a tip across, and that was just a little dump tip, and it caught the Pioneers, and it's 5-0. Here's the Riley serve to Reardon. Up front, Furman back to Schmea. Directs it over for Johnson. Riley gives it back, tip to the back line, where Stuckmeyer plays it. Now Hopkins wants Furman near side. Good dig in the back row by Bierman, but into the net. And now the Pioneers are on the board at 5-1, and Jade Porter will serve. Here's the freshman Porter, and it's into the net, 6-1. The loss in the conference was at Eden Valley Watkins for Painesville. They lost 3-2. So you can compare common opponents. Pierce swept the Eagles on their home court 3-0 about a couple of weeks ago. So Pioneers need to pick it up a notch here. They're down 6-2 as the next serve goes into the net from Painesville's Caitlin Dingman. That gives the side out to Cassie Schmea. Painesville won the opener 25-17. Here's Cassie's serve. Back row and passed into the net, but Bierman able to play it and get it to Hopkins. Tipped across and down by Michaela Quade up front. Quade able to get the serve back at 7-2 Painesville, and Quade is up in the rotation to serve. Quade sends her serve to Hannah Call. It'll give Stuckmeyer a chance, and she makes it count. Kelsey Stuckmeyer with the winner, 7-3. Quade will leave, Bierman back in. Libero switch for the Bulldogs. And the serve again, Furman just got it over the net and then it dropped. Hit the tape and crawled over for the point, 7-4 now. And Leah Furman will serve again, down by 3. Leah, that one did not have enough height. It goes into the net. 8-4 now, Painesville. And it's Brooke Kramer into the game to serve. Kramer's ready at the 8-4 mark. Sends it to Stuckmeyer. In the middle, Brashovsky got it off the block, but played by Riley. And a block up again by Brashovsky. Another hit into the net by Pierce's Call. Good effort up front by Casey Brashovsky. She got a hand on a couple of hits, but eventually the Pioneers ended up hitting it into the net, and Painesville will take a 9-4 lead. Kramer to Stuckmeyer on the serve. Hopkins in the middle. Brashovsky tips and down. Casey Brashovsky makes it 9-5. And Porter will return, replacing Call in the Pioneer lineup. Kelsey Stuckmeyer to serve. Kelsey to Bierman. Up front, Riley, back sets, and into the net. Sarah Schaefer hits it low and into the net. We haven't seen her involved in a whole lot of action. She was a starter, but her first attempt at a kill was short, and now Bierman plays it off to the side, played up by Riley, and Schaefer will send that one in, and it just got the line. The floor judge dropped the flag, signaling that it was in. 10-6, and it looked like a pretty good call. Service now for Painesville's Ella Johnson. Plays it to Jordan Jansen. In the middle, Brashovsky dug out by Painesville, but Riley can't get it over. And the Pioneers will earn that point at 10-7 now as Schmea comes back in, as does Reardon. Brashovsky and Jansen will leave, and Claire Reardon will go back to serve. Here's Claire's serve. Played to Ella Johnson. Up front, Riley. Schaefer unwinds and wide. 10-8. 10-8 here in game number two. Pioneers are down 1-0 after a 25-17 loss in the opener. And now the hit across into the net from the back row, and it's 10-9, and the Pioneers are within a point, and that prompts a timeout for the Bulldogs. Painesville 10, Pierce 9, back with more Game 2 action on You Are There Sports next.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
So a timeout for Painesville. Now Claire Reardon will serve to tie at 10-10. Got it across to Bierman. Up front, here comes a cross court, and that's a winner for Painesville from the far side. I believe Schaefer got that one home. And it's 11-9 now for the Bulldogs. Service for Bierman. Plays it to Stuckmeyer. Pioneers now with a near side attack. Blocked up front. Hopkins got it back. Now Stuckmeyer races up. She sends it to the Painesville back row. Pioneers now off of Stuckmeyer. Big hit in the middle there. Painesville got a winner there from Caitlin Dingman to make it 12-9. Reardon plays the serve up to Hopkins. Tip by Schmea. Covered up by Johnson. Here comes Dingman again, and that's good. Just inside the line. 13-9. So following the timeout, Painesville has rattled off three straight points. Another Bierman serve, and that's just long. At the last moment, Stuckmeyer let it go, and that's a good decision. 13-10, and Hopkins will serve. Pioneers serving in the court to my left, serving left to right. Here's the 13-10 serve. Brianna Hopkins to Bierman, the libero. Running up and whacking it long is Michaela Quade. 13-11. And she gets some instruction from her coach on technique. Brianna plays it off for Ella Johnson. Now it's dumped across. Another ace tip put up by Sydney Riley. And now Freilich returns for Kramer in the Painesville lineup. And Riley goes back to serve at 14-11. Running serve, and it's to Reardon, and she was saved there by Hopkins. And now the Bulldogs can't get it over as Riley's pass went off target, intended for Freilich, but not much underneath it, and little chance for Freilich to do anything with it. And the Pioneers are within two at 14-12 with Hannah Call up to serve. Hannah serves it to Bierman. Over now from the back row. Johnson is blocked by Schmea. Cassie Schmea that time closed the door on an Ella Johnson hit right in the middle, and it's 14-13, and now Call serving to tie the game. Into the net. 15-13 Painesville. At the line to serve is Dingman. Caitlin Dingman. To Reardon, and nobody went to get the ball as it goes into the net. 16-13. Dingman will serve again. 3-point lead. Dingman's run up, and it's a good serve to Claire Reardon. Good pass to Hopkins. Here's Leah Furman off a tip up front. Bierman plays it to Riley. Johnson with a tip into the vacancy in the middle of the defense, and Johnson will get another winner for the Bulldogs. 17-13 Painesville. Caitlin Dingman once more to serve. Low and into the net. 17-14. Here comes Brashovsky in for Reardon. Painesville will make a substitution as well as Holly Johnson checks into the back row, replacing Dingman. Schmea's turn to serve. Cassie. Good serve. Played up. Johnson back sets. Freilich sends it right down the line. Winner for Freilich. Ashley Freilich makes it 18-14 Bulldogs. And Quade will serve. Quade ready. And approaches. Sends it to Schmea. Now it's Hopkins back for Stuckmeyer, and she mishit it. Not sure if she took her eye off the ball, but it barely glanced off her hand. And Coach Klein says, let's talk it over. Painesville 19, Piers 14 in game number two. Pioneers have used their first time out here, and we'll be back with more Game 2 action on You Are There Sports after this.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area, call 468-6177, or in the Foley area, contact them at 968-6217.
19-15 as the Pioneers pick up a point out of the timeout. Now a block up front by Brzozowski. And Pioneers are within three now, 19-16. And Leah Furman will serve. Piers down in the match, a game. We're in game two. Furman, good serve. Back row up to the net. Riley, Frelick, good play by Call to keep it alive. Now Stuckmeyer to Bierman in the back row for Painesville. Pushed over, Frelick will take another whack at it, and that time she got it through the block. Frelick delivers on her second chance to make it 20-16, Painesville. Frelick now replaced by Brooke Kramer, who comes in to serve. And Kramer delivers it to Jordan Jansen, plays it up. Here is Hopkins into the net. 21-16, Painesville. Brooke Kramer, a 5'4 senior to serve. Up ahead now from Jansen. Here's Brzozowski. Was it tipped? No, it went wide. 22-16, Bulldogs. Time for a stop here, girls. Here's Kramer served to Jansen. Passes up. She wants Furman for Call into the net from the back row. 23-16. A 7-point Painesville lead, and they need two more to make it a 2-0 match. Kramer again to serve. Punches it over to Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Up front for Furman. In the middle, here's Brzozowski. Blocked up front by Schaefer. Pioneers will get another chance. Hopkins dumps it across. Now Riley for Johnson. Blocked up front by Hopkins and Brzozowski. Another chance. Here's Schaefer blocked up front. Dug out by Painesville and then low by Johnson. Good work up front by the Pioneers at the net. As Painesville kept whacking away at it, and the Pioneers turned them away at every opportunity. Finally, Johnson, a rare miscue for her, hit it low and into the net. 23-17. Here's the Schaefer attack, played by Jade Porter up front. Now Hopkins sends it off a block and down. Brianna Hopkins makes it 23-18. Stuckmeyer to serve. Not much room for error here in game two. Here's a receive up front, Riley in the middle, Schaefer, back row, Stuckmeyer, off for Furman, and now Porter winds up off a block where Bierman answers. Across for Johnson off a Pioneer blocking down. Ella Johnson makes it game point, 24-18. And Johnson's turn to serve is up in the rotation. Ella Johnson serving for the game. Across, Porter plays it off to Furman in the middle. Brzozowski tips it across. That's played by Sydney Riley off the tape. Pioneers have one more chance. Stuckmeyer can't get it over. And the Pioneers have dropped game two. 25-18. The final here. As Painesville has jumped out to the 2-0 lead over Piers here in Bulldog Country tonight. Pioneers now need to win out. They got to win the next three. Otherwise, they'll get on the bus early here tonight. Painesville up 2-0. Game three follows after this on You Were There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Johnny Casper, member of the Piers football team. All fall sports are in full swing. Piers is very proud of and blessed to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. We would like to thank Select Therapy for offering their service to the Piers students free of charge. Physical therapist Andrew Hedrich is doing a great job helping our athletes. Thank you to our sponsors who make this broadcast possible, and thank you to everyone who makes this Piers community a great place to live. Go Pioneers!
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328. Nothing spoils a fun get-together, or for that matter, everyday life, than unwanted pests. It won't be long until the summer season turns to fall, and the Asian beetles and box elder bugs will be out in force. Central Minnesota Pest Control can take care of the spraying that'll control those unwanted pests. And if you have a lake cabin, you know how spiders can be an issue. Around the home, ants and bees can make life miserable. And if you're a dairy farmer, controlling flies and spiders can be a huge issue. All of these pests can be controlled. Get started with a call to Central Minnesota Pest Control at 468-2652. Let Dewey and his staff handle your pest problems.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
All right, we're underway in game three as a service error for Painesville has Piers up 1-0, and now Painesville's Quade, and we've got the Pioneers in the net. Schmea ruled for the violation. We haven't seen a lot of those calls tonight. 1-1 now, game three. Pioneers in a must-win situation, not only in this one, the next one, and the fifth game. They're down 2-0. Jansen takes the serve up for Hopkins, and it's knocked across by Leah Furman. Now Riley off, and Ella Johnson winds up. It looks like Furman got a piece of that. Painesville playing it now. Here comes Frelick on a tip. Call was ready. Schmea sends it over. Leah Furman cuts it to the back row. Free ball at the net for Stuckmeyer. Winner, Kelsey Stuckmeyer makes it 2-1. And Kelsey's turn to serve. Here's Stuckmeyer. Over the net and down. Hit the net and drop. 3-1 Piers. Osakis defeated Piers in tennis today, 6-1. Becky Langer got the only win for the Pioneers today over in Osakis. Here's Frelick, another winner. Ashley Frelick makes it 3-2 Piers in game three. And Quade will serve. Pioneers have Stuckmeyer, Jansen, and Call in the back row. Schmea, Hopkins, and Furman up front. Quade sends it to Jansen. Off for Brianna Hopkins. Now Hannah Call dumps it across. Up front, Frelick with a tip, and that's off Hannah for the point. 3-3. Coach Klein looks down her bench and says, Jade, get in there. Jade Porter will replace Hannah Call. Painesville 3, Piers 3. Quade serves for the lead. And goes right to Porter. Passes it back for Stuckmeyer, who returns it. And Porter's tip is into the net and low. And Painesville's up 4-3 in game 3. We'll make the drive down here again tomorrow night. Piers and Painesville in football. 7 o'clock, and there's an ace serve. Quade dropped it in front of Jansen and Porter. And it's 5-3. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff here tomorrow night. Here's a pass to the net, hammered. Oh, boy. Ella Johnson drives one off of Leah Furman. Nothing Leah could do to get out of the way. And it's a 5-point run to give Painesville a 6-3 lead. Porter off for Johnson, and now Jade will get it over. Up front, Riley hammered by Frelick and down. Boy, the Painesville Bulldogs are clicking now. They've got two outstanding outside hitters between Johnson and Frelick. And they are delivering. 7-3. Quade to serve. Quade off for Schmea. And played across by Furman. Tipped by Johnson to Stuckmeyer. Now Hopkins in the middle. Wants it for Schmea. Schmea hammers it off of Sidney Riley for the point. 7-4, Painesville with the lead. And now Reardon will replace Schmea to serve. Pierce cross country team returns to action at the Malacca Mega Meet on Saturday, 10 o'clock. That ball sailed long from Freilich. And it's 7-5 now. Reardon will serve again. Pioneers hosted their Stampede earlier this week. And they'll go to another big meet in Malacca on Saturday, the Mega Meet. Reardon to serve at 7-5. Off for Bierman. Tipped up, and we've got a carry called on Painesville setter Sidney Riley to make it 7-6. And now Claire will serve to tie at 7-6. Claire, good serve to Freilich. Now Riley pushes it back. Here's Johnson unwinding, and we've got the Pioneers attempting to block in the net. And it's 8-6 Bulldogs, and Kramer will return to the lineup to serve. Played by Stuckmeyer. Hopkins dumps it across, and played by Bierman. Now Brashovsky rips it off of a back row player. That was Hallie Johnson. Just stuck a hand up and deflected it into the crowd. 8-7 with Leah Furman serving. Leah just over the net, and Riley alertly punched it back across. Here comes Porter. Porter will get a winner off of Bierman. And we're tied at 8. Furman now to serve for the lead. The volleyball team hosts their 22nd annual Pioneer Classic on Saturday. That starts at 9-8 for Furman, and it's 9-8. Threw a changeup at him. 9-8, Furman will serve again. That's 9 o'clock at the high school on Saturday for the 22nd annual Pioneer Classic Volleyball Tournament. Here's Ella Johnson, tipped up front and off, I believe, Casey Brashovsky. And it's 9-9. The teams that'll be in Piers on Saturday include Holdingford, Aiken, Bram, Long Prairie Gray Eagle, St. Cloud Cathedral, Swanville, and Floodwood. Reardon plays the serve up to the net. Brashovsky tips it and drops it in. Soft touch up front by Casey Brashovsky. 10-9 Pioneers, and now Hannah Call will replace Jade Porter. Leads have been hard to come by tonight here in Painesville for the volleyball team. As the serve by Call played up to the net for Riley. Here comes Schaefer, low and into the net. 11-9. Schaefer took a roundabout way to get her attack off and hit it low, and it's a two-point lead and Call serving. Good serve. Back roll, Kramer for Johnson, and tipped across. And Reardon able to keep it alive. Up to the net where Hopkins pushes it. Back row to Kramer. Now Riley. Who does she want? Schaefer. That is long. Oh, Pioneers were in the net. In the net. And the point will go to Painesville. It's 11-10. Bierman to serve for Painesville. The white jersey wearing libero. Into the net from the lefty. 12-10 Piers. And Brashovsky will serve with Schmea replacing Reardon up front. Casey Brashovsky gets the whistle and sends it back to Johnson. Riley pushes it across. Dingman plays it. Pioneers were ready. Hopkins will knock it back to Kramer. Now Johnson from the pass from her setter and blocked by Schmea. Cassie Schmea. And that's going to be a timeout for Painesville. Piers 13, Painesville 10. Game 2 will return right after this.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Horizon Health is proud of the compassion and support our volunteers and employees provide to our Morrison County friends and neighbors every day. From simple chore services to home care services to independent senior housing to assisted living, Horizon Health is here to help you remain living in your community with the comfort, care, and independence you want and deserve. Call us at 800-224-6451 for more information on all our programs and services.
Back at Painesville, where Ella Johnson misfires on a hit and Piers up 14-10 as Brzozowski serves. Riley tipped across by Quade. Furman was ready. Hopkins for Schmea. Schmea! Was that wide? It was. Just a little too much on it. And it's 14-11 now. Piers by three, but they must win. They got to finish this game off. They're down 2-0. Here's the serve from Sydney Riley. Pioneers will not get it over. Boy, they made a valiant try. It hit the top of the net, crawled over, and Pioneers did get three attempts at it, but the third fell short. 14-12, Riley serving again. Riley, bullet off to Jansen. Furman with a tip, but wide. And Painesville now within a point, 14-13. First two scores were 25-17, 25-18 in favor of Painesville. And now the serve. Call can't handle it. It skips into the crowd, and this game three is tied at 14 apiece. 14-14, and now Riley for the lead. Jansen, free ball to the net. Quade plays it over. Call answers. Furman now tipped by Schmea down the middle for a winner. Cassie Schmea saw the opening. And Piers up one, 15-14. And it's Brianna Hopkins to serve. Hopkins, low and didn't get it over, 15-15. A reminder, homecoming is next week at Piers. Rockford is the opponent as the serve to Jordan Jansen. And we got the Pioneers in the net. Frelick was taking a whack at it. Nope, Painesville in the net. 16-15, Stuckmeyer will serve. Homecoming coronation is Monday at 2:45. Serve was going to go long, but Bierman played it. Now knocked across by Quade, and that is long. 17-15, Piers leading game three. Stuckmeyer to serve again. Kelsey handed the ball from the back judge. Here it is, 17-15 serve, played to the net. Here's Ella Johnson. You could see that coming. She got a perfect feed from Sydney Riley, and she nailed it. 17-16. Quade to serve now for Painesville. Here she comes. Quade to Porter. Up front, Hopkins gives it back to Jade. Cross court for Johnson. Now Riley for Frelick off a block, and that's a winner for Frelick off the Porter block. And game three is tied at 17. The other conference games tonight, Maple Lake is at Kimball. Eden Valley Watkins is in Howard Lake. And Holding Ford is playing at Belgrade Brutinel Rosa. Little Falls tonight, they're at home against Foley. And there's another hit off a block for Foley, or for Painesville. They've taken the lead now, 18-17. Quade to serve. Michaela Quade, a 6-foot senior outside hitter. Stuckmeyer, and that won't be played. It's into the crowd. 19-17, and a timeout for Coach Klein.
as Painesville now leads by two, trying to close out the Pioneers on their home court. We'll be back after this.
At Verizon Wireless, we think choosing a wireless plan shouldn't be complicated, so we're introducing one simple plan. Visit Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, and pick the size that works best for you. For big-time data users, there's the extra large with 12 gigs per month. Add a phone for $20 a month plus taxes and fees. Unlimited talk and text are even included. Visit Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls today.
Smartphone device payment activation required. Subject to Verizon Wireless agreements, calling plan, and credit approval. Covers details at VerizonWireless.com.
Painesville 19, Pier 17, Game 3. Pioneers need to win Game 3 to stay alive. Quade sends the serve to Stuckmeyer. Good pass to the net. Schmea up a block and down. There's the point we were looking for. Good feed from Hopkins to Schmea. Cassie finished it to make it 19-18, and now Reardon in to serve for the Pioneers. Claire Reardon directs her serve to Bierman. Free ball to the net. Brashovsky was in the net. No, Painesville in the net. And it's 19 apiece. Reardon. Bierman pops it up to Riley. She wants Johnson on a tip. Porter was right there. Porter gets it back from Hopkins. Sends it wide. 20-19, Painesville. And now it'll be Kramer in to serve, replacing Frelick. Serve to Stuckmeyer. Hopkins passes it off. Furman off the block and down. Leah Furman drives it through the block. And that ties it at 20 apiece now. Pioneers hanging around here. Here's the Furman serve to Bierman. Up front, Riley pushes it across. Johnson blocked by Brashovsky. Played to the back row to Stuckmeyer. Now Porter sends it back to Johnson. Riley again. Here's Schaefer off the back line and good. Reardon dove for it and couldn't get it. And Painesville's up 21-20. Caitlin Dingman returns for the Bulldogs. At the line to serve, Ella Johnson. A spinner that dropped. A lot of topspin dropped in front of Stuckmeyer, and it's 22-20. Another serve now for Ella Johnson. Off for Porter. Feeds it up front. Furman tipped by Brashovsky. Good punch there by Riley. Now Bierman whacks at it. Saved by Stuckmeyer. Furman gets it across. Boy, girls hitting the floor tonight. Big wind up and down. That was Sarah Schaefer with the winner. And it's 23-20 and a timeout taken by Coach Klein. 23-20. We'll be back.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
All right, coming out of the timeout, Pioneers playing the ball on their side. They're down 23-20. Furman across to Bierman. Riley in the middle for Schaefer, blocked by Brashovsky, and they'll drop on the Pioneer side, and it's match point. 24-20, and it'll be probably appropriately enough Ella Johnson to serve out the match here if they get this point. To Stuckmeyer, floated across. Johnson races up to play it. In the middle, Dingman hits it low, and the Pioneers still have life. 24-21. And now Hannah Call will replace Jade Porter. And Hannah will serve. Here's Call's serve. Back row, Johnson. Riley finds it rattling out of the rafters. Dingman knocks it across to Reardon. Furman plays it, and Brashovsky got it across. Up to the net, tipped and down by Stuckmeyer. Excellent play by Kelsey. 24-22. Pioneers trying to force extra points here in game three. Call serve to Bierman in the back row. Riley, here's Schaefer. That is denied up front. No, into the net. Schaefer rules for the violation. And a timeout, Painesville. 24-23, the Pioneers still with life here in Painesville.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Painesville 24, Piers 23, game three. Pioneers with Hannah Call sending it in. And we're going to have extra points. An ace just inside the back line. The Pioneers have tied it at 24. And now Call for the lead. Good serve, played up from the back row for Riley. She wants Dingman, and she hammers it off the block. And again, it's match point. Painesville up 25-24. You play to 25, but you must win by two. So it'll be extra points. And Bierman to Reardon up front. Furman for Stuckmeyer. Block kept alive by Kelsey. Call now for Claire Reardon. Got it across. Kramer for Riley. Here's Dingman winding up, and that is touched last by Piers, and Painesville will win it. The Bulldogs win it, sweeping the Pioneers tonight. It took extra points in game three, but the result is the same. 3-0 in favor of Painesville, and we'll begin the post-match show next.
Are you or someone you know in need of a little extra help? Have you thought about inquiring about home care or maybe even hospice, but you're just not sure where to start? Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice is a Medicare-certified agency willing and ready to serve you. Asking for help is never easy. It's a big decision, and there are lots of options. Take the time to find the home care or hospice agency that is right for you. After all, it is your choice. For more information about Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice, please call 320-468-6451.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Piers.
Who do I play high school softball for? I play for my mom and dad who've never missed a game. I play for the smell of my leather glove, the sound of infield chatter, and that incredible feel of the ball jumping off my bat. I play for sacrifice bunts and sacrifice flies because they've taught me what it means to be a teammate.
Whether they're playing for their teammates, their classmates, or their community, high school student athletes in Minnesota learn important lessons they'll use for the rest of their lives, like respect for the rules, time management skills, and the value of hard work and sacrifice.
I play high school softball for my friends who decorate my locker before every big game. That's who I play for. Play for keeps. Play for fun. Play on.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, Painesville sweeps tonight over Piers in volleyball, 3-0. Scores of 25-17, 25-18, and in the third game, 26-24. So Painesville improves their record now to 11-6. They improve to 2-1 in the Central Minnesota Conference. Their next action coming up now for the Bulldogs will be a conference match a week from tonight back here against that very good, traditionally strong Maple Lake Irish team. That's what's on deck for Painesville. The Pioneers see their record drop to 3-8 overall. They are now 1-2 within the conference. They've got a much shorter break. They are back in action hosting their 22nd annual Pioneer Classic Volleyball Tournament on Saturday at the school. And that'll get underway. First matches at 9 a.m. on Saturday. And again, the teams there with Piers. You've got Holdingford coming over. Aiken comes down. Bramman will be in town. Long Prairie Gray Eagle makes the trip east. St. Cloud Cathedral, Swanville, and Floodwood will all be at Piers. That, again, is 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. Osakis defeated Piers in tennis tonight. Six matches, 2-1. As the Pioneers lose on the road in tennis. The lone win for the Pioneers came from Rebecca Langer, a 6-love, 6-3 victory at number 3 singles. All 7 matches were decided in 2 sets. None of them went 3. And really, none of them were really close. I'm not sure what happened at number 2 doubles. They listed the scores as 5-2 and 5-1. Not sure why that is, but nonetheless, that's what's reported to me. But nonetheless, Osakis defeats Piers 6-1 in tennis. The cross-country team is in action again on Saturday morning. They head over to Malacca for the mega meet. They'll begin racing there at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. And, of course, tomorrow night we make the trek back down here to Painesville outdoors for football action. 5-0 Piers and 3-2 Painesville will meet for the first time since the early 1990s. And I go back long enough that I remember those prior meetings back the Halloween snowstorm year of 1991. Piers and Painesville actually had their section final game moved to the Metrodome. Yeah, the Metrodome was still being used. Metrodome was actually pretty new at that point in 91. And, well, it was probably, 9 years old or so at that point. But Piers won 16-8 in overtime in that section final against Painesville. And then a couple of years later, I believe in 93 or 94, Piers came down here to Painesville and won a playoff football game there. But it has been that long since Piers and Painesville have met on the gridiron, but they will renew that matchup tomorrow night. Our pregame show begins at 6:40. The kickoff is at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Piers and Painesville should be a good one. Painesville featuring an outstanding running game, the best rushing attack in the conference yardage-wise against the number one rush defense in Piers. So should be a test of two teams tomorrow between Painesville and Piers. Join us then, won't you? And then again, homecoming comes up now this coming week at Piers, a full week of activities and events. The coronation is slated for Monday afternoon at 2:45 at the gym. Coronation Monday, 2:45 at the gymnasium. And your candidates, the top 5 for both boys and girls. On the girls' side, Cassie Vernig, Nicole Schaefer, Katie Funk, Taylor Stump, and Jenny Brill. Congratulations to those young ladies. And on the boys' side, the King candidates include Noah Bozer, Nick Harold, Teddy Daler, Brent Dorn, and Johnny Casper. You can't go wrong with any one of those 10 young folks, all outstanding candidates for homecoming King and Queen. But coronation again is 2:45 on Monday at the school. So Painesville wins 3-0 in volleyball tonight over Piers, 25-17, 25-18. And wrapping it up with a 26-24 win in Game 3 as the girls will get on the bus and head back home to Piers. We'll be back here tomorrow night. Football action kickoff at 7, pregame 6:40 on your home for Pioneer Sports. It's You Are There Sports.
Thanks for listening to Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Piers Pioneer Sports is brought to you by RE/MAX Central with Dave Fisher, your agent. Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer in Little Falls. The Piers School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply. The Piers Fire Department, the Insurance Shop. Amp Fitness in Piers, Scotty's Log and Landscape. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency. Also brought to you by Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Sayre Backhoe, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. Again, thanks for listening to Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are Their Sports.